The Anna and Raven Show.
Selfless.
Fox 61.
Wonderful.
Everyday hero.
A star to all of us.
On Star 99.9.
An everyday hero is someone that goes above and beyond, not only for maybe you, your friends, but also for the community. And Roberta Lombardi, that's exactly what you are. Breast cancer survivor. You were diagnosed back in 2016.
Correct.
Can you tell us a little bit about your journey?
I was probably at the best place in my life. Just everything was great, super happy, family doing well. And I did a routine self-exam and I found a lump. And it was the end of summer in 2016. And we had just bought a summer house in Rhode Island. I didn't want to ruin the magic. So I waited until we moved back home for the school year. And within 2 weeks, we knew that it was breast cancer.
Crazy how life takes big turns like that.
Really big.
It just turns like in a second. Everything, your world gets turned upside down.
They call it a journey for a reason. Because you're on a path and you get totally taken off of it. And now you're walking another path that has a different outcome. And it changes you. If you are lucky enough like me to have come through it, you come out the other side. You're a different person.
You took notes about what was wrong with the process, what people needed help with, what you were struggling with. How did Infinite Strength come about?
What you realize is it's not just a physical burden and the emotional burden that the cancer diagnosis places on you, but it's a financial burden as well, because treatment is exorbitant. There's a laundry list of costs that are not covered by insurance, even if you have the best insurance. When I was sitting in the infusion room week after week, I would notice that I was one of the few people that wasn't talking with my team about, I can't pay for that. I don't know if I can have this treatment, or how do I do this because I can't put food on the table.
How
I'm a
scary.
Single parent.
Right. Can you imagine?
I can't keep the lights on. You know, I was kind of in my own space, my own head at the time. You're not feeling well. You're on a million different drugs for this side effect and that side effect. But when I started to come out of things and feel more like myself, I went to the hospital that I was treated at and said I'd like to do an event and utilize my background as an event planner and raise some funds. Well, within 3 days, that turned into I became a nonprofit, got a legal team, started Infinite Strength.
Wow. It's a heck of 72 hours.
Right. It'll be 2 years in February that we formed.
Your first event, you raised $50,000.
Yes.
Amazing.
It's incredible. So far to date, we're up to about $130,000. We're having another event. Well, lots of events actually this month. Started out just raising money for Smilo in New Haven. We're branching out to the entire state, reaching out to different hospitals, trying to help women with this disease. I truly think that if you can help them with that financial piece, you can give them what they need to try to concentrate on getting through it without all the negativity.
Right. Stress will kill you by itself, mm-hmm. of course. What type of things will this grant money pay for?
We have three initiatives. The first is what I like to call basic human needs. Women going through treatment, we help them pay their bills, their mortgage, their rent, their childcare, their car payment. If they need a ride to treatment, we'll pay for that. Then we pay for scalp cooling, which is this wonderful technology that actually helps you save yourself from total hair loss. It's new and not all hospitals have it. I didn't have it available to me when I was going through treatment. And I can tell you that I did really well managing the side effects of treatment until my hair, my eyebrows, and my eyelashes were gone. And that's when depression really set in. 49 when I got diagnosed, and on my 50th birthday, I had no hair. I was a mess,
right.
And I was still in treatment. You have no control over this disease. And if you can keep your hair, it gives you a little bit of control. And it also preserves your dignity.
Roberta, what is the third initiative of Infinite Strength?
It is something very near and dear. It's fertility preservation for women who are diagnosed with breast cancer. Younger and younger women are getting diagnosed. So we fund the fertility preservation prior to them starting treatment so that they can hopefully get treated, hopefully have a great outcome, and then still be able to have their family.
Roberta, I think without a doubt that's the reason why you're our everyday hero today. Just the fact that you're doing all this and you've taken an experience like this and you've molded it and shaped it to help so many women throughout Connecticut. If you'd like to donate, infinitestrength.org, and I assume the list of all the events that are going on throughout the month
on
are there
the
too?
Events page, yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
Roberta, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.